Richie's bringing stuff already. Richie! Oh, it's from next door? Okay, so now I'm hungry. See what you did? kids and your technology. Anyway, thank you guys, and so glad to be here, and so honored that Uli John Roth asked me to be out on this tour, so yay, I get to be in Denver, hanging with you guys. Tunes from Andy Timmons' band. The first CD we put out was called Ear Ecstasy back in 1992 or something. Before CDs were built. That's a tune, it's called Electric Gypsy.
Thank you.
guys. All right, thank you so much. So the last CD the Andy Timmons Band put out was a couple years ago. We did an entire remake of the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper record. Any Beatle fans here tonight? Maybe this band from Liverpool. Sir George, we owe a tremendous debt of gratitude for saying yes when everybody else said no. The Beatles were turned down by every record company repeatedly. Brian Epstein tried and tried and tried, and nobody saw it. And George Martin said, you know what? I don't hear the tune yet, but these guys have something. They have charm, they have charisma. And that Liverpudlian street wit. And, so they went from Love Me Do to Sgt. Pepper in about 4 years. Growth like that, I don't think we'll ever be seen again as far as groundbreaking musical growth. Anyway, so I'd like to start off and play a tune, Paul McCartney's beautiful ballad from that record. This is called She's Leaving Home. Thank you. you, Ringo. It was wonderful. That's Richie. This is actually what Ringo prefers to be called, apparently, by his closest friends. It's Richie, because that's Richard Starkey, right? We're in for something completely different at this point. It's a new Ibanez Talon looking suspiciously like a Telecaster. No. But at least in pickup configuration, this is just to say. I'm assuming there's a few guitar players here. That's a funny question to ask at a show like this. If you're not a guitar player, what the heck are you doing here?
Rock and roll!
Well, rock and roll then, okay? Then rock and roll's a good enough reason. Which is why we're not going to play rock and roll. This next song has nothing to do with rock and roll, but a little bit of Texas style chicken picking. And there's a tune. What's that? I'm not really sure what you said. I'll say yes, okay. Hopefully it was a positive suggestion. Now, this is a tune called Farmer Says, and I encourage some crowd participation on this. In that, when we play this tune back in Texas, it usually elicits such response as, yee!
Thank you.
Must be something about being out here in the Wild West or something. All right, well, now for something also tasteless. Let's see here. What can we do? Oh, there was a tune we recorded a while back called Groove or Die. This tune was actually written as a response to early instrumental fans coming to my gigs and yelling, play some Yng Bae. And I had no idea how to sweet pick or all that. I still don't. I'm trying. I'm definitely an eternal student, but I kind of made up my own version of what I thought was happening, what I could actually do technically. And we wrote this tune called Groove or Die, and of course it became our most requested song back in 1988 when we started playing. So be careful what you put out there, right? But anyway, it seems appropriate tonight for some reason. I'm going to play it now. Groove or Die.
Thank you. Simmons, everybody.